there are many ways in which the Buddha is presented to us, has come down to us. And I'm not of the view that any one of them is better than the other. I'm not of the view that the historical Buddha is the real Buddha and the others to be dismissed. But let's just think what we have. First of all, we have the Buddha as a timeless archetype, as a figure multiplied, in fact, into numerous figures of numerous Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who are seated in full lotus, perhaps, like this figure behind me, in the midst of the clear blue sky, not in a particular time and place. And over the years, I found myself responding to various of those figures. In fact, just today, I was at an exhibition that's just recently opened at the Cardiff Museum of Chinese cave carvings. It's really very fine. Some lovely pieces there. There's a beautiful Avalokiteshvara as you go in, representing compassion. This great figure, strong figure, poise, and the arms reaching out in all directions. The figure of Padmasambhava, the great guru of Tibetan Buddhism, some schools of Tibetan Buddhism. And the beautiful figure that I took up as an object of contemplation and meditation. The slender, poised figure of Prajnaparamita, the representation of perfect wisdom. So we have the timeless Buddha, we have these archetypal Buddha forms, we have the Buddha within, Buddha nature. We have the Buddha as me at the end of the spiritual path. Then we have the Buddha of legends, the various traditional stories that have been woven around the Buddha figure. And as well as that, we assume, I assume, although actually I can't prove it, that there was a person, someone who lived and breathed and walked the earth. And all of these are mixed together in our image of the Buddha. And it's interesting, if no more than that, to experiment with what happens when you start to separate them out. What you gain, what you lose. What you see if you approach the Buddha historically, and what you lose if you turn your attention away from the archetypal or the universal, and the extent to which you can really look at the Buddha as a historical figure, irrespective of the mythic and religious things that are said about him. So when I started on this book, I wanted to perceive the Buddha as a recognisable individual. I wanted to find person there and the personality. In the same way that you can, in fact, if you approach a figure like Socrates, who, according to the dates that scholars now believe the Buddha lived in, was the Buddha's contemporary. If you read about Socrates through the works of Plato, you can start to get a very vivid figure of someone in a recognisable society. Can you do that with the Buddha, using the texts that we have?